American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
When you originally get into the business, you need to start to think about working on your ranch versus always working in it.
That's Scott Tyke, an agribusiness financial advisor with Lincoln Financial, who says many cattlemen and women need to set aside some time for a secure life.
The hard part is that they work, 20 hours a day on their ranch, and they don't always find the time to do what's important, like making sure that their retirement is protected, their family's protected, and their land. Numerous families we work with are trying to pass down the ranch to their kids, but unfortunately they don't know how to do it. And that would be the succession planning and the estate planning. Because they said, I got a will and a trust. Well, you know what? That doesn't always work because they have 3 and 4 and 5, 6 kids, and one or two of them work in the ranch and the others don't. And when mom and dad are gone, what happens to the ranch? So mom and dad are a little concerned about what can we do now to secure keeping the ranch either in the bloodline or keep it a ranch.
Tyke says he's seen different scenarios play out when it comes to handing the ranch down to the next generation.
Guess what? Their kids all don't have the same idea, and that's the tough one. And so the way we look at it, if you have, over 4 kids or more, fair is not always equal because you have someone who's working on the ranch and someone who's not. And if mom and dad are gone, one of the children says, I need to be bought out. And they said, I don't have the money because I don't want to parcel up the land. Yeah. So we've got different planning ideas that you can look at depending on their goals.
And what are some of those next step options?
He can lease the land. He can lease the cows. He can run the operation and just pay them an income stream. And it just really depends on what the landowner wants to do. Oftentimes, there's other opportunities out there other than just running cattle. They want to run cattle on half of it, and they want to get an income stream from other areas, whether it be wind or solar, or you name it. You just never know what's out there. But the key is to keep it ranch land. And I think that 99% of the people here, or 100, want to do that.
That's Scott Tyke, estate and succession planning specialist with Lincoln Financial Advisors. For more news relating to the cattle industry, head to our free website, AmericanCattleNews.com. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.